Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Thursday, March 2nd, in the Blog Talk Radio studios. Jeff Ward's back with another edition of 15 Minutes of Fan. And we will start with some college hoops from last night. We said going into this ballgame that it was an important one on many levels for the Kansas State Wildcats. This game, going in on paper, may not have looked pretty. It may not have looked like a very interesting contest. But man, it came down to the final few minutes, and they were able to get it out. The Kansas State Wildcats getting a 75-74 win over TCU. An important win for the Wildcats because they clinched the sixth seed in the Big 12 tournament and a first-round bye. A big-time thing for Kansas State. They get the get out of the way of having to play Kansas in the first round. They get away from that. Now they get a little bit of a time off waiting for their opponent to come up after the first days of the tournament begin. They do get the 75-74 victory. Four players in double figures last night for Kansas State. They were led by Dean Wade. 20 points for him, 8 of 15 shooting, including 4 of them from behind the arc. Something that Wade has kind of lost in the last couple of weeks. He had not been a very good three-point shooter in his last three or four games, has really struggled from deep, but he came through and knocked down 4 three-pointers and gave him 20 points, 16 points apiece by Wesley Awundu and Kamau Stokes. Awundu adds 10 rebounds to his total, giving himself his fifth double-double of the year. In Big 12 play, a very nice accomplishment for Wesley Awundu. He last night tied the record for most starts by a Wildcat player with his start last night against TCU, and he made the most of it. Again, 16 points and 10 rebounds, as we said. Kamau Stokes, also 16 points, 10 of those coming from the charity stripe. The Wildcats last night were quality from the free throw line, 16 of 22. That is 72%, made up for what was a rough night outside of Dean Wade, a rough night from 3, 9 of 21. They were just trying to make a few to get back into this game after getting behind and having to play a little bit of catch up late in the second half. TCU just could not close the gap. However, Jamie Dixon's club falls to 17-13. They now have the seventh seed in the Big 12 tournament. Still a game to go, but it looks like they will either lock up the 7 or the 8 seed in the Big 12 tournament after the loss last night. Kansas State goes 18-12 after their win, pick up their 7th win of the Big 12 schedule. Again, they are locked in now at that 6th seed for the tournament coming up in Kansas City starting just this next week. We are just around the corner. March 1st was yesterday. The March Madness has already begun. Speaking of March Madness already beginning, we move to the Big Ten and a team that has not been able to participate in March Madness, the Northwestern Wildcats. They get a victory last night in a late fashion, a last-second full-court pass for a layup gives Northwestern the 67-65 win over the Michigan Wolverines last night. Northwestern, in some people's eyes, had kind of been on the bubble, had maybe been on the outside looking in after knocking off Michigan last night in a convincing fashion. Northwestern, you have to believe, will make their first tournament appearance. Again, they get the 67-65 victory in a just crazy fashion last night. The final bucket coming as time expired to win the ball game for Northwestern. Just an incredible, incredible second half for the Wildcats and the Wolverines. Derek Pardon with the game winner, as the Nathan Taphorn. That was the name. I'm sorry. Nathan Taphorn was the inbounder, threw a nice little Hail Mary baseball pass in to Derek Pardon, and he was able to make the layup as timeout and gave Northwestern the win 67-65. An upset last night in the ACC, proof that March is playing out mad. The Wake Forest Demon Deacons get the victory over the number 8 Louisville Cardinals last night, 88-81. A big time win for Wake Forest. Still under 500, however, in the ACC. It's going to take a lot of work for Wake to get into the tournament. I think they need a little bit of a boost in the ACC tournament, but this definitely is a nice mark on their resume to get this victory over Louisville. The Cardinals now fall to 23-7, 11-6 in the ACC. They have had an up and down last couple of weeks. They have traded losses, wins and losses the last 2 weeks after losing to North Carolina. Last Wednesday, they lose to North Carolina last Wednesday and then come home and get a victory over Syracuse in convincing fashion. But then they fall once again to Wake Forest last night. So an up and down last couple of weeks for the Louisville Cardinal, but you have to believe that they are still in a pretty good spot. But both of these teams, I think, could use a nice boost, a win or two in the ACC conference tournament before heading into March Madness to just boost up that seed a little bit. Looks like right now Louisville maybe is a solid 3, even a 4, depending on that. And again, this year I think is different than a lot of others. This year there is no solid spots for a lot of players, or excuse me, a lot of teams, especially if they falter in these last games or in the tournaments, in their conference tournaments. There are really no teams that you can consider that's the guy, that's the number one, that is the top seed. Yes, Gonzaga looks good. Yes, Kansas looks good. But I don't think you can confidently say, I don't think even Jayhawk fans can confidently say, nor Bulldog fans can confidently say, we're going to run this thing. We're going to run through the tournament. And I think that's what makes this March, unlike a lot of others, you don't see one team that is going to just absolutely run away with this thing. I think this tournament is going to be an absolute blast. I think there's going to be a lot of not just the NCAA tournament. I think the conference tournaments are going to be very, very important. I still think the Big 12 tournament is wide open. I still think there are 3 or 4 teams that could get that top spot in the Big 12, or could get the championship in the Big 12 tournament. If Kansas were to have an off night, if Baylor were to struggle, if Oklahoma State even, if they could get in, you know, some of these middle of the pack teams, quote unquote middle of the pack, 3, 4, 5, if they could get in and make a quick run in the tournament, we may see the Kansas Jayhawks unseated from the conference tournament. Of course, they still notch that regular season win. But I still think this Big 12 tournament is wide, wide open. I can't wait for that. That is going to be a lot of fun in Kansas City. We'll talk more about the Big 12 tournament starting on Monday Still one more game for most of the nation to get under their belt before they head into conference tournament week. Coming up this weekend, aside from the basketball, which there is a lot of basketball, one of my favorite events of the year. A little bit of geek time here, a little bit of geek time. My favorite event starts today. Excuse me, tomorrow. I apologize. Tomorrow, the NFL Combine. Awesome, awesome, awesome. The NFL Combine. A lot on the line for multiple teams. I think a big-time draft class this year. I think a lot of guys, maybe guys that you haven't heard of, maybe guys, and we see that every year, a lineman out of Central Michigan. One year they went number one. We see a lot of guys, and we see a lot of guys that we do know, and they drop, thanks to maybe a bad combine performance, maybe a bad interview. I think that's what makes this weekend so important and so interesting for NFL fans and for Chiefs fans. Now I'm just throwing this out there. The Chiefs have a very low draft pick. Very low. Very, very low. But it came to light just in the last 24 hours, really. A couple of teams are willing and able to open up for trades. Now, the draft is going to be where the Chiefs look. That's going to be spot number one. I'm sure of that. But you cannot count out that there are going to be a couple of trades, a couple of moves, and potentially made by the Kansas City Chiefs. A couple of teams that have been mentioned that they would be open to a trade are, first of all, and this came directly from general manager John Robinson of the Tennessee Titans. Tennessee, with the number 5 pick, is wide open. They are willing to trade that number 5 pick. Now, here's my quandary about this. Here's my question. The Chiefs, hate me if you want. The Chiefs could really use a quarterback. I'm sorry. I love Alex Smith. I do. I don't love Alex Smith. If they were to go and get this number 5 pick, A, they would have to lose a ton. They would probably have to give up first, second, and probably a second or first for next year. They would have to give up, presumably, their top picks for the next 2 years with that number 5. But don't you think it's maybe a little bit worth it with Deshaun Watson and Pat Mahomes, the Texas Tech standout? Don't you think maybe that's a little bit worth it? And then you look at the rest. You look at running backs. You look at wide receivers. You look at linemen. We already know that Andy Reid and John Dorsey are totally okay, and the Hunts are totally okay with giving big contracts to linemen. We saw that with LDT yesterday. We know that they are in need of a couple of things. So does it hurt for the Chiefs to draft up? I want you to go to the Facebook page. And I'm going to throw out that hypothetical. There are two teams. And this one, I don't totally believe. This one might be a little bit of a smokescreen. The Browns also say that they are open to trading their top pick, their number 1 pick. So my question is, as a Chiefs fan or whatever fan you may be, are you willing to mortgage basically the rest of your draft, maybe the rest of your next two drafts, to pick up a quarterback like Deshaun Watson, like Pat Mahomes, a wide receiver, a running back that, you know, there are hundreds of on the board right now. There are tons. Are you willing to give up your next couple of picks, next couple of years, top picks for a star quarterback? Let me know what you think. Go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/15forfans, and let me know, are you willing to give up a little bit of your future to pick up a solid quarterback to replace Alex Smith? Or are you an Alex Smith guy? Let me know, facebook.com/15forfans, and let me know exactly what you think the Chiefs not only should do with this year. Again, they are in the mid-20s as far right now as a pick, scheduled, I think, to pick some wide receiver out of nowhere state. So, and it depends on who you listen to. I've seen wide receiver. I've seen lineman. I've seen, you know, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the let's pick up a lineman thing. I'm tired of the Chiefs drafting, and I don't even want to say drafting for need, because it's okay to draft for need, but I want somebody. And I don't want you to pick up a quarterback in the 7th round and then never play it, Kevin Hogan. I don't want that. I don't need that. We've seen that 100 times. We've seen picking up a who you think is going to be a diamond in the rough and turns out to be nothing. We've seen you have a top pick and mortgage it on a lineman out of Central Michigan. God love you, Eric Fisher, but damn, that was a wasted draft pick. Damn. That hurts me. But anyway, the combine, back to the original story. The combine starting tomorrow. I can't wait for that. I can't wait for tomorrow's show. We have a lot to talk about on tomorrow's show. Basketball. The last weekend of regular season college basketball. We will talk about that. A lot of games going on in the Big 12. Most of the spots are sewn up in that Big 12 tournament, but man, it helps to get a victory going into Kansas City and get a little bit of a, not only a momentum boost, but an ego boost going into that tournament before a rough 3 or 4 days that they have to face in Kansas City. All right, that's all I have for you today. Have a great Thursday. We'll see you back here tomorrow for a brand new edition of 15 Minutes of Fans.